What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Oh, yeah!
I was just trying to go with a classic.
I mean, I like the classic.
You like the standards?
I like the wordless.
So you go crazy with da 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 da.
Yeah,
it was the Louis Armstrong growl in the voice.
There was no growl, was there?
Check the tape, my man.
I couldn't really reflect on it because I was a little startled. You started so loudly that I was like, I was a little taken back, and then I was reacting, and maybe I missed the growl.
Huh? How's that?
Welcome to the Spitballers. Would you rather the Situation Room and a spectacular draft on today's episode of the show? Thank you for subscribing, reviewing.
I was trying to figure out how could I work in a honk shoe because my youngest.
A honk shoe?
I don't even know what that is.
I know. Well, it would have been a very inside joke between just me and my family because. My youngest, when he makes like a pretend sound, the pretend sleeping sound, for some reason it's honk shoe.
When he's trying to fake you out,
yeah, it's like it's the fake snore, but instead of a, it's honk shoe.
Yeah, no, it sounds like a sleeping person. Yeah. Yes.
So that's a big laugh.
Oh, so you could have had
your littlest ever seen someone sleep?
I don't know.
Someone pretend
honk
to sleep.
Shoe.
Yeah.
So that would have been a really cool inside joke between you and him.
Yeah.
In the intro.
Yeah.
You missed that chance.
I did.
You did.
But now he's been mentioned in his, and everyone else, just close your eyes. Honk shoe.
Honk shoe.
Honk shoe.
There,
you're asleep.
Oh, because you, I just, but see, now it makes sense because we're drafting the best places to nap.
Yes.
So it was going to be a
tie-in. Did you not realize what was happening?
It's not just an inside joke.
Yeah,
it's also just, it makes some sense.
Yeah, of course, everything I do makes sense on some level.
Some sense.
Maybe maybe you're not on my level and it doesn't make sense to you.
Sounds like an artist.
Would you rather?
Would you rather wake up and have forgotten who you are?
Okay.
Or forgotten who everyone else is. Jack from the website submitted this one.
Interesting.
Forget who you are or okay. Who everyone else is. Now, see, this one, I have an issue with this question.
Really?
It feels paradoxical to me.
Because you think who you are is based upon the relationships and the that you have.
Both directions. How do you forget who you are and know who everyone else is? How would you be able to know who they are without relation to who you are? Do you see what I'm saying?
I do.
No, but there's definitely things like I can remember. I wake up.
Everything.
No. I was trying to think, like, but you can wake up in your house and you're like, okay, this is my spouse. These are my children. But, like, what? Who am I as far as, like, what do I like? What do I like? What foods do I eat? You know, what is my temperament? I feel like if you...
These are things you lose if you don't know who you are?
Yes, yeah, exactly. I feel like if you don't remember who you are, that's a chance to start everything over.
Now, I realize the paradoxical nature of this. I do completely
see... Do we need to move beyond that?
I think that there's a philosophical side.
And that's where I am.
And that's basically saying, how much do you love yourself? Because the way that I see this is like, if you're pretty, would you rather forgotten who you are? Which is like, I don't want to forget who I am. I'm pretty happy with who I am. Or forget everyone else. It's like, man, I go through life not knowing what the celebrity that I am? That's tough. That's
very
tough.
Very J-list celebrity.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which one's more of a nightmare scenario? Just like right off the bat, you wake up and
others.
You the other people?
Yeah, because
that's where I am.
You're freaking out.
Yeah, because it
point.
Doesn't matter. You can know everything about yourself, but if you don't know who anybody else is, That is a horror movie. That is, I mean, these are, you're just surrounded by strangers. And
you're probably naked.
I assume woke up, right? So a la mode.
Oh, no.
And then I don't know these people. They, this woman should not be able to.
And they're all trying to convince you that no. We're your family. You're like, yeah, sure you are.
Yeah.
Sure you are, strange
people. Nice one,
people.
Sport.
Yeah, that one would be absolutely terrifying, but not knowing who you are would also be absolutely terrifying. So they're both horrible. I mean, if you wake up and don't know who you are, that is more disturbing.
Okay, quick question.
Does anyone really know who you are?
You mean?
Like, do you really know yourself?
I know who I am.
Do
Other
you?
People might not know who I am.
Do you?
That's enough. That's enough with that. That's enough.
I think that there's something there, Mike. Yeah. I think maybe we don't really know ourselves.
Like the older I get, the more I realize I don't know who I am.
The more I wish I didn't know you. Yeah, you're right.
Okay, quick question.
Is there an option to forget who Mike is?
In this philosophical, I wake up, I know who I am, I don't know who anybody else is.
Right.
Does that give you carte blanche to move on? I mean, do you have to make a new family?
Oh.
Like, I don't know.
This is a Hallmark movie where you have to re-fall in love with your family.
Yeah, but see, that's what always happens. It's like, oh, you're supposed to still live
there. No one ever just leaves them.
But why wouldn't you leave them, though? Why wouldn't you? They're nobody to you.
Right.
I mean, the whole thing of, like, I wake up with amnesia and then I'm living with this stranger who says she's my wife. I don't know. I don't know that you're telling the truth or not, and it doesn't matter. Evidence. I don't care if you show me a picture. I don't know who you are.
Or a piece of paper that says you're married.
I shouldn't sleep in the same bed with you. I don't know. So it's one of those, like, I feel like you might have to find new family.
You're
just going to have to.
Look, if I wake up and I don't remember my family, and they're like, no, really, where are your family? I'm like, I know myself. Three children was not on the docket. So
you're a liar.
Peace.
There's no way I ever would have agreed to this.
Look, I will audition. I will let you have first right at this audition.
First right of refusal.
Yes, first right of refusal. You say you're my family, I'll give you a chance. And if you
hold auditions for a new family?
If you are good enough, because I know who I am, and I'm pretty important. If you are good enough, then I will accept you as my family. If not...
Okay.
Look, I'm putting a shout out to,
public call.
Like an audition?
Yeah.
It's like, treat me to the perfect day of my standards.
Oh, my God.
And we'll go from there.
Okay, so I'm clearly taking myself. Sorry, I don't remember anybody else.
Spectacular. All right, Matt from Patreon, would you rather have every Friday off or a full week off every other month?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Every Friday off. So 4-day work weeks. That's pretty nice.
Uh-huh.
We did that for a while.
And it was pretty nice.
It was pretty nice.
It wasn't as good for the company.
No. Back in the day, a different company, we were reading some things and thought, we'll get more work out of maximizing our time. We'd go to a 4-day work week.
Right.
And it turned out what happened was we got about 4 days worth of work instead of 5 days worth of work.
I will tell you this, as your employee, though, I think the morale was way up.
Oh, sure.
The morale was way up until we all lost our jobs.
Right.
Then morale,
due to the lack of work.
I was going to say, it didn't go very well.
Morale plummeted.
At
the loss of jobs.
So we never should have gone away.
So would you rather have peak morale for a year or like medium morale for a career?
Now, alternatively,
full week off
full
every other month.
Week off.
Is that how that maths out the same then, basically?
Yeah, you actually get more time off if you do the Fridays.
Yeah, okay. Way to not make that even.
Well, I mean, but that's the point, is you get an entire week. So like
every other month, that's a lot.
Like vacations.
That's a good amount.
Because... Mm-hmm. The hardest part
five times a year, right?
Of vacations is timing
Did
it all.
Did you just say that five times a year was every other month? This is every other month is five times a year? No, Andy.
Let's make it six.
Yes, let's make it six. There are not 10 months.
He woke up and he couldn't remember how many months were in a year.
I wasn't going to let that one go. You saw it on your own face. You're like, wait a minute, there's not five.
We were talking, we were jiving.
Yeah, so six
math
full weeks off a year. Right.
So what I was saying.
That's a lot.
The hardest part of vacations is just timing them up so that it worked for everybody, right? I mean, your work is a part of it, but you know, even take them out. Like if you got a family, the kids, they have school, mm-hmm. and like holidays, do you actually, when you can go on the trip, do you want to? Because everybody else is on vacation on that day, and you know they're going to be all up in your vacation space ruining things. So if you had 1 week off every 2 months, I think that's an easy slam dunk yes for me, even though technically I get more days off if I do the Fridays.
Now, the problem, and you even said it, is that if you want to go on vacation, like half the year my kids are in school, so I can have this off from work, but that doesn't mean they get it off.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's a good thing.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Wink, wink, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know when you go on a vacation from your family, you're like, I need to take a vacation from my vacation.
Me time.
6 weeks is a ton. I feel like that's better.
It is.
I think I would want that.
I feel like if I had a three-day weekend every single week, massive weekends. Mm-hmm. It's going to take me all Monday before I'm back in work mode. Like, pretty much I'm back in work mode on Tuesday. Wednesday I'm working. Thursday is like, I'm almost to the weekend. I will get nothing done.
It's a two-day work
week. It's a two-day work week because Monday and Thursday are really weekend focused here because my weekend's pretty cool. So I think
my weekend's pretty cool.
My weekend's pretty cool. It's 3 to 5 days every week.
I got to plan it out. So I don't want to waste it.
Yeah, I have to take, I have to go with the 5 to 6 weeks off every other month.
All right.
It fluctuates depending on how many months there is.
How many months in this year?
Ten months. 10 months in the year.
The earth went real fast.
Yes, thank you. Tina from Patreon. Would you rather own one cat or 12 dogs?
All right.
So this question must be specific to us.
If we take it seriously, right. Because I just want to go dogs. Give me 100 dogs over a demon cat. But if we actually take it seriously, this is a very difficult question.
Yeah.
Allergies notwithstanding.
That's the...
Give me the hairless... The cat, I feel like I can own
the naked cats.
Yeah, I mean, for the allergy sake, I'm going to have to go with the hairless demon cat. But, I mean, a cat, does anybody own a cat or does the cat own you? I mean, you don't do anything with it, right?
Right.
You house a cat. You are the Airbnb for the cat. They are just using your residence to live in. You certainly do not have any control over
it. You're
like,
hey, hey, kitty cat, you know the bill. We got to square up on this mortgage here.
Yeah, and then he poops in the litter box and it's over.
Poops in the litter box says squatter's rights.
That's right.
I live here. Try to kick me out.
I mean, but 12 dogs is too many.
12.
That's way too many dogs.
Can they all be outdoor dogs?
Here, it doesn't matter.
Not here.
It doesn't even
You'll have six dogs.
You'll have 12.
Yeah, you'll
dead
have
dogs.
12 carcasses. Yes,
not in Arizona.
You can't have full-time outdoor dogs in Arizona.
You don't think they have those?
Oh, they do for sure, but
it's just not good for the
not
dogs.
Not for 12. That's a Lord of the Flies out there.
I guess I'll go one cat then, one hairless cat.
12 dogs, the biggest problem to me is the barking. Because my dogs don't bark much. They they really don't. Like, I don't have a yappy dog. But when the doorbell rings, they bark. They say, someone's here. They run to the door. Bark, bark, bark. And we got a new...
What do they say?
They go, bark, bark, bark. And we got a new puppy about a month or two ago. Mm-hmm. And she was just quiet. Never makes a sound. Never yapped. Never did anything. And my two existing dogs have taught her to bark when the doorbell rings. So now she's in on it. And I know, I mean, the crowd of 12 dogs.
That'd be very loud.
When they all are trying to bark over one another and prove their alpha dominance. Oh, man. I couldn't even imagine. You have to take a cat here. You have to.
Yeah, I agree.
It's just selfish. It all comes down to allergies. I'm sure if I did not have allergies,
I think I'd be into cats.
I would be perfectly fine with them because
low maintenance.
Because I like all animals. I just don't like animals that I'm allergic to because they make me feel bad.
For the record, I do not have allergies.
Oh, you just don't like cats.
I do not like cats.
Have you ever had a cat?
I have had a cat once. Growing up, we had a cat.
What was the cat's name?
How did it taste?
Oh, gosh, I don't remember.
I thought you said, did you have a cat?
No, we did. We did actually have a dead cat in our backyard freezer.
Oh, no.
Because my mom was in nursing school.
A cult?
a cult where they loved to just have cat carcasses. No, but apparently she had to, like, do stuff with a... like for biology or anatomy.
Oh, to like dissect it?
Yeah.
A bit of an out there like sentences.
Yeah.
I did have a dead cat in the freezer.
There's not a lot of opportunity to share that about myself.
What is the like...
It's a fun fact.
Statute of limitations on admitting that you have a dead cat in your...
Well, this was like, for educational reasons.
Okay. Yeah.
Never mind the fact that...
But what if it wasn't?
It was your neighbor's cat at one point.
I'm just saying, what if it wasn't?
I mean,
there has to be a statute of limitations if you took the life of a cat.
Yeah.
It's not a lifetime murder charge.
It's a couple days.
A couple days?
Well, it's a cat. So, I mean, no, you know, I understand. It's a cat. And I know there's a lot of people out
there.
Don't they? There are a lot of people out there that love
true hero
their cats. And if you're listening and you love
dog parade,
if you love your cat, we still love you, and it's hard, but we are super full of grace here. And
is Brooks in the building right now?
He is, but he did just step out.
Oh, yeah, Brooks
probably to feed his cat.
Brooks has had a cat. He wants to get another cat. Now, I will say this: the nicest thing I will ever say about a cat. We went up to a cabin, an Airbnb. Ironically, I think this was the actual owner of the Airbnb.
The cat.
The cat.
You were at
and
the
there
cabin?
Was a wild cat in the woods that came up on the porch, and this is the coolest cat I've ever seen. It would just come right up to you. You could call it over. She'd come over. I mean,
sounds
I guess
like
there,
you love cats.
There are cool cats.
Yeah, or, kittens. Of course there's cool cats.
Cool cats and kittens. but they're just the percentage chance that you get a good one is
Here's
so
the
low.
Problem with a cat. Let's say I've fallen down a well. What does the cat do? Does the cat go barking and go get another person to come save me, like Lassie would have?
She rips your curtains up. She goes, oh, yeah, now's my time.
That's what
happens. Do they have, like, service cats?
No, there's never been a Lassie show with a cat.
Well, I know there's never been a television show, but, well, there was the cat in Sabrina the Teenage Witch, and that cat could get stuff done, and with cool, sarcastic wit.
But wasn't that an actual person? That was just in cat form?
I don't know. I think that's Banks from Hocus Pocus.
Miss McGonagall.
Or that too.
Yeah, there's a lot of cat people.
Is there ever been... Can you do a service cat? Will a cat?
I don't think so.
Like,
maybe a tiger.
Could you imagine... You know how there's seeing eye dogs, right?
Like, yes.
That help the blind get around. It's amazing the brilliance of these dogs to... Somehow we have communicated well enough with them to teach them how to teach us what our surroundings are. Could you imagine a trial with cats? It would have not gone well. These poor people in need of sight would have been led astray by cats, and the cats would do it on purpose. I'm not saying they're not intelligent. I'm saying they hate humanity.
Legally, a cat cannot be acknowledged as a service animal.
That tells you everything
you need to know. That tells you everything.
Well, that just tells you the power of Big Dog.
Power of the marketing campaign?
Yeah, they're out there.
Jesse from Twitter, would you rather?
Of course, cats cannot do this.
Would you rather
only dogs
have your face on a $100 bill?
Okay.
Or be the face of an iconic brand?
Ooh.
So,
it's all about the Holloways.
So you're on currency. I could be on currency.
Uh huh.
I mean, I feel like the $100 bill, while novel, I mean, who's not a lot of bills are getting
No,
I mean, we're moving away from them.
Well, you're moving away from restaurants, but they don't want them.
No.
There's always signs up.
We do not take
$100. We don't take your $100 bill. Get out of here.
So, I mean, yeah, you'd have – that'd be a really neat thing to be able to say, but the face of an iconic brand?
It's like an ID check, sir. Who are you?
Check.
Let me show you who I am. Snap your $100.
I mean, that would be cool, but –
See, I feel like...
Do you even know who's on all the bills, Jason?
I know Benjamin, right? Isn't that the point?
No, that's it. Nope, here we go. Okay. Jason, $1 bill.
Washington.
$5 bill.
Lincoln.
$10 bill.
Alexander Hamilton. Thank you, Hamilton the Musical.
20.
This is... Hold on. Jefferson.
No.
Justin Jefferson.
The football player?
Yes. I don't even have another guess.
Is it Grant?
No.
Who is it?
Jackson.
Oh.
Ooh, I was 50. Right. Oh, there's a, I always forget there's a $50 bill. 50. Oh, I mean,
So you know all these, Mike.
I do.
Oh, that's Grant.
Yes.
Oh, so I had him.
You had a just wrong bill, but $2 bill.
Ooh,
for bonus.
Oh, I almost said Susan B. Anthony, but she's on the dollar, right?
I can't remember where they're moving her.
No,
like they were gonna. They were
the
gonna,
Susan B.
I
Anthony.
I think she's going on the 20.
No, she was on the
coin.
The coin.
They're. I think they're replacing the 20 because it turns out that Jackson was a terrible human being.
That's what I was wondering. I was gonna bring it up. I've always heard bad things
turns
about Jackson.
Out the dude's a mass murderer.
What?
Yeah.
Oh man, I didn't know that.
So yeah, Susan B. Anthony was on the old silver dollars.
Okay.
Sacagawea is on the.
They're gonna put
the
her
gold.
On
the golden dollars.
I can't remember who they're gonna put on the 20. But anyways, $2 bill.
Could be you, Jay.
Yeah.
Edison.
No, it's Jefferson.
Oh, yeah. Dang it. So we had
why wouldn't we have pivoted Jefferson to the 20? He's getting the raw deal with the non-used too.
I don't know.
I will say
who's going to be on the
I will
the
say
new
this.
20?
I will say this. This exercise has proven to me the value of being on the $100 bill. They're not making songs about being on the $20 bill like
Harriet Tubman. That's who they talked about putting on the 20.
It's all about the Benjamins.
That's right.
And when your brand fades out, because what brand really has lasted the test of time, the Benjamin's been around for a long time. It's going to be around for a long time later. Money won't go. Cash is not going to completely poof, disappear for at least another 100, 200 years. And I'm going on the bill. That is
of course
amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, when we actually go full digital currency, if/when, whatever, shouldn't we have like an actual photo representation?
I don't know. But what's the purpose of that?
I guess because you just divide it up and you're like, I need this partial of the whatever the currency is.
I mean, wasn't the dollar bill at one point a paper like – display for the gold that was backed up by the government?
I believe so.
They issue you this piece of paper that says you have this much gold.
So maybe the digital currency will be backed up by paper. It'll be like, you have to have enough of those hundreds in the background to issue this cryptocurrency.
I mean, I guess it kind of is that way.
It kind of is.
Yeah. I've got so much paper.
We have digital currency now.
Correct.
That's not really backed up by you don't have your dollars sitting in the local bank.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. Well, this did. I didn't mean to go down this rabbit hole.
I will say one other thing though about being on the $100 bill. Andy has such a better last name for it. I mean, all about the Holloways.
Yeah. You need the three syllable name.
Yeah. I mean, all about the Moores.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That just sounds like a good Christmas movie. You know what I mean? It doesn't sound like I'm on a $100 bill.
This Christmas,
it's all about the Moores.
And it's just you guys with a bunch of haphazard and hijinks and whoa! Yeah.
Less is more this Christmas.
Oh, there you go.
There it is.
That's it.
All right, we're moving on.
The Situation Realm.
Here comes a new situation from the World Wide Web on Twitter. That's the name of the person.
Oh.
You just finished grilling some expensive Wagyu steaks for the family when you notice a hideaway squirrel has been freshly cooked beneath the grate.
Okay.
Do you throw away the steaks?
But it's fresh.
Or serve them to the family and take the secret to your grave. So, Al, can you clarify this for me?
Yep.
So there was a hideaway squirrel beneath the grate.
Correct.
And you didn't know it was there.
Your grill was his Airbnb, if you will.
Okay. Okay. And so you grilled it up. Now, did you, I need to know this, did you, had it passed before I grilled it, or did I grill it to death?
No way to know, but it.
No
it
way
is,
to know. You just found out that you. Yep.
You just see a squirrel under your meat.
It was
you go
great.
To take your Wagyu steak off, and underneath the grill You've is, oh no, there's a squirrel in my grill.
Right, so this is like it would be, you know, the Coles, except for you notice there's a squirrel down there, and you decide to yourself, you're deciding, is this dangerous? That's what I'm figuring
out.
Oh,
it's not dangerous.
Is there, so if you cook.
But this thing is fried to a crisp because it was right down at the.
Yeah,
the,
yeah. Of course, even better.
I'm serving the steak, no problem.
Oh, you're darn right I'm serving the steak.
Fire's fire.
I'm going to take a real close look at the flavor and see if I found something, you know, unique and special here.
Doubt it.
I doubt it as well. I'm guessing it's going to taste.
Oh, like it could turn into this was.
Maybe that's.
What the secret ingredient right, the secret. Is squirrel.
Is that mesquite? No. It's not mesquite.
Not mesquite at all.
Keep guessing. Cherry wood? Try again.
Applewood?
Squirrel. Squirrel wood. So. Yeah, I mean, the reality is, you know,
I don't think how it could hurt. How can it hurt it?
I don't think it could hurt it. I was going to say, like, Wagyu fillets are very expensive. You don't want to waste that meat. But if these were Walmart burgers, I'd be like, okay.
Well, let me.
I've cooked
hold
them.
On,
I'm
hold on.
Them.
Let me see where the line is. Okay. Because I think we all said we'd eat the meat.
Yeah.
But there has to be some line in which you are burning something so foul to use as the kindling for the meat that you wouldn't eat the meat, right?
Yes. So but like, I found out someone took a dump in my grill.
Yeah, so lion is not another animal.
I would assume the squirrel did take several dumps in there.
On the way out.
He's been living there for a while.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's dirty, but, you know,
what
how do you kill
found
bacteria?
A bunch of pigeon poop
heat.
On there.
You know what I mean? Like, that's how you kill a lot of bacteria is you just, you can. You
yeah, but
can,
it's moving upwards. It's getting on the bottom of your meat.
I think it's still sanitary.
Yeah.
You'd cook a Wagyu steak and some poop?
No, not just actual poop.
So why is the poop bad and the squirrel fine?
You've seen a squirrel turd's real small.
Oh, no, but a human turd.
Well, no, that's the line.
That's the line?
Yeah.
But why? I'm trying to understand why that's the line. Is it the mental knowledge that you cooked with poop?
It's the mental knowledge that there are poop particles on my steak I'm about to eat. That is.
As opposed to squirrel particles.
Look, there's.
Okay, no. Okay, now.
Now you see where I'm going?
No, I still have a different question.
All right.
You find the turd. Do you just serve the steaks and withhold?
Well, you keep the turd to yourself?
No. As in, you're just like. Enjoy, and you're like, I'm just going to eat something else.
Ooh, do you not eat, but you
right.
serve it?
If you serve it, you cannot say. That I know. If you serve it, you are not ever telling your secret. My fear, and I'm going to be honest here, I want to be transparent. My biggest fear is just that they would know. And so, like, my fear of serving it would be, is it gonna taste like poop?
To be fair, I'm not sure most people know.
I don't know what poop tastes.
That's
like.
That's what I'm saying.
But but I know what a steak tastes like, and if I'm eating
you
this
know
steak,
what it smells.
And I take this bite, and I go, oh, what? What happened? I don't want to serve something that just tastes rotten. You know what
okay.
I mean?
That's very big.
All right, we got it. Dan the Man from the website, great news. You've been cast on a new season of Ultimate Tag.
Okay.
You even get to pick your own catchphrase. However, due to a recent Kerrygold sponsorship deal with the network, your catchphrase must include the word butter.
Mm.
What catchphrase are you picking? Now, is this something I don't know about?
Don't know Ultimate Tag?
I don't know Ultimate Tag, and I don't know what this catchphrase thing is.
Well, number one, Ultimate Tag is they set up like a pretty small, like a 20 by 20 area or so. They put a whole bunch of obstacles in there, and then they play tag.
Okay.
And it's actually Like
it's exciting to watch.
It's exciting to watch for small periods of time. There's, yeah. There is only so much Ultimate Tag you can consume.
Do they dive over obstacles?
Yes.
Oh, like they
these people go after it.
And parkour.
It's a lot of parkour, and it's fun to watch for a little bit. And the sponsorship, they're just saying that it's Kerrygold, a butter brand.
Yeah, yeah. That's dinner butter.
Is it?
So Kerrygold is the Irish wonderful butter.
That's just like a catchphrase for you as a...
Yes.
The first thing that comes to mind for me...
Oh, I know mine.
I know mine.
Oh, wow. We're there.
The contestants, just so you know, when they're announcing them, it's very like gladiator-ish. Like it's really over-dramatized, and they have like costumes.
I would just tell everyone... You better deal with it.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Yeah, Jason Moore. Yeah. You better deal with it.
I was going to go with a you better run.
Oh.
Ooh, that's good.
See, yeah. I guess I messed up catchphrase with my name, which would be the slippery butter.
Right. You want to name yourself.
I was going to name myself.
Like Andy the Slippery Butter Holloway. So Andy is...
You'll never catch me. I'm Slippery Butter.
That is where I was going.
Oh, man. Did you see the new Ultimate Tag with the Slippery Butter?
It doesn't quite hit the way I thought it would upstairs.
No. You ever tried to hold melted butter? Impossible.
Yeah, I feel like being slippery would be a key attribute in some tag.
Well, sure the problem is, even if you're slippery and you get tagged, you're still tagged.
You're still tagged.
Right. Like,
but if you're slippery, you could dive through some of those obstacles.
That's right.
At blazing speed.
Part of the problem with Ultimate Tag, there's all these obstacles, these bars that they hop over, under, go around, and they never run into them. And that's...
I've seen...
Oh, have you?
Yes, there was a clip. I've seen someone essentially run full speed into a bar that's like...
That's what I've been waiting for.
Chest high.
How did that end up?
They go down like a sack of potatoes.
I mean, they're running...
Yes.
Full speed. They are... just imagine you're out sprinting and someone hits you with a bar. That's that's what this would be like. And, I wish them the best, but I want to... If it's going to happen, should be captured for, you know...
For my entertainment?
Yeah, I think that even about myself. If I fall, you know, I'm getting out of the shower or something and my floor is slippery and I eat it like a banana peel... I'm like, oh, man, I wish that there was video just because if I'm going to hurt myself.
Right.
Like when I threw a pass to Al in the back of the.
Yeah. Right. Yes. And then he just toppled over.
Right. Oh, like a sack of potatoes.
Like a baby giraffe.
Like someone with lead boots on as he was running. Oh, too heavy.
That was a long time ago. And I'm far less athletic now.
That's true. You wouldn't have been running nearly as fast, which is what made it extra delightful.
I could fall way harder this time.
Have you seen the balloon game inside of that environment where, you know, where you have to keep the balloon up and people dive over stuff like that.
Yeah. It essentially just is a game that we all played as kids of you got to keep the balloon up and you'll try to hit it in such a way that your opponent will not be able to reach it in time and keep it airborne. But I mean, if you've ever hit a balloon, almost always it goes upward. Mm-hmm. Like if you smack it right, like the spin just sends it up. And yes, so Ultimate Tag is very similar to that, where they just have a bunch of crap around.
Sounds entertaining for a minute.
Exactly.
All right. Your local wizard spent some time taking online coding courses during quarantine. He has developed several apps and has graciously offered you a free download of whichever app you choose. Which one do you want?
Ooh.
Okay. Three choices. An app that translates all animal speech to English.
That's awesome.
Seems like it would be incredible. Number two, a camera that can take a photo 24 hours into the future.
Oh, I'm rich.
That seems incredible.
Are you?
Yeah, he's taking photos of game scores.
Yeah, he is. If you take a photo of the court.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then number three, a keyboard that can read your mind instead of typing. So you just think it? That one's out.
That one's out because that one's coming.
Well, even if it's coming, like I thought when I was a kid, I thought the talk to type was going to revolutionize the universe. It was going to be the most important thing ever. People would just talk.
You won't need to know how to type. You know what I mean? Like home row is stupid because we'll just talk.
I wanted to write books as a kid. I'll just write them by talking. We got all that now. Nobody uses it
because you don't. Write the way you talk.
And you can't think the right way.
Correct.
Yeah.
If I used talk to speech, every single month.
Talk to speech.
Or talk to, sorry, talk to,
translate your talk,
to, talk
to
text. Every word, every sentence I spoke would begin with and or but.
Yeah.
It would just be, but, blah, 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 but.
And blah, it has blah, delete. Blah, blah. You'll like have delete written out and well, like period.
You got to figure it's smart enough to go. But can you think fast enough?
The punctuation is part of the problem. Now, I assume this is the local Wizards, so it's all going to work great.
That's true.
My issue is that I think that, I know that there will never be an app that will take a photo 24 hours in the future, and there will never be an app that will translate animal speak to English.
I have my fear with that one. I have a big fear.
With what?
I have a fear I'm going to opt into the app to allow me to translate animal speak to English. And they're going to be so stupid that this is not going to be a real conversation. Yes, maybe we understand each other, but they're so dumb that they're just saying things like, you know, you finally, you walk up to the horse and he's just like, hey, Bill. Hey, Bill. Hey, Bill. Hey, Bill.
What if it turns out they're way smarter than you thought?
Well, then it's great. Then it's like, come on, let's go.
They're not, though.
No.
They're not, because then they would not, you know, allow us to just, you know, completely control their lives.
Maybe they're just very trusting.
Yes, they are very. See, here's the problem I have with this is like, it's not a two-way conversation.
Meat stick, meat stick, meat stick, yeah. Meat stick.
Exactly.
Give me a meat stick, give me a meat stick. Yum, yum, yum,
it's,
yum, yum.
It's like on Up where, you know, they have the bark translator. And it's just squirrel. Because that's what's on his mind.
But it's not all just that. He's a good companion. He's a good friend.
I would prefer that the app translates English into animal speak. If the question was,
okay,
which is not, but it is now, would you rather have an app that translates all animal speak to what we could understand or that animals could understand me? I would definitely take the ability to communicate with an animal.
Yeah, my dog doesn't try to talk to me.
Right, exactly. But if I could, you know, it's like I tell my puppy, like, no, we don't go potty inside. We go potty outside. She has no idea why I'm putting her outside. She's like, it's cold out here. But if I could just explain to her what's going on, she could learn so much better. She could.
That's true.
You know, I would rather
have I'll be back in a couple hours. Don't eat everything in the house. See you later.
My dog's entire communication is she has this one spot by her door where she just will go and sit down and look at you. Now, this could mean the door's not open. I need to go to the bathroom. This could mean you forgot to feed me. This could mean my water bowl is empty.
But it's the same spot. You have to determine.
It could mean like 10 plus things. And she just sits in the exact same spot. And you're like, I don't know. I've gone through all the lists, dog. What do you need from me?
And she only goes there when she needs something?
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
That is.
Oh, not again.
So you need this app.
It's like a baby when it's crying and you're like, oh, no, check the diaper. Or does he need to sleep?
It is very much like that, except it's a dog giving you just sad face.
What if the translation, once you got it, was, I just need some love.
I've tried. I'll give her a hug. But if the translation was like, just let me go. Just let me leave. Let me leave this place.
Stop keeping me in your prison.
What if we found that out? We all get that app, and then they just go, let me go be with my brothers.
Yeah. Where is my family?
I've been searching.
Yeah, I don't want that app. I don't want that app. Give me the camera that can take a photo 24 hours.
I'm going to throw a caveat in there, though, that the camera can't be used for monetary gain.
Then what good is a photo for? Literally, what is the point of a photo from 24 hours into the future? Like,
the only thing you would want to see into the future for is for
the
money.
Weather? It's going to rain tomorrow.
That's true. You just take a picture of the sky every morning?
I mean,
tomorrow morning.
What practical use would it possibly give me?
The outcome of any scenario.
Not
like the
really.
Day before your wife's going to give birth, you'd get a preview.
Like, I don't know how you would use this.
Now,
would you either.
Just would you take a picture of like your grandma every day and then one day she's not
she's just not there?
No. No, I don't want that knowledge one day ahead of time.
It's your last day, grandma, thanks to this camera. No.
But then is it the last day cuz it was the last day, or is it the last day because now you make your grandma do something stupid? She's like, well, if I always wanted to jump out of a plane.
Ooh.
The real question is, would it have happened if I didn't tell you about
that? That's what I mean.
I just watched The Matrix. I'm totally with you, Mike.
All right.
I'm taking the app that translates animal speak since I can't get rich off the future.
All right, let's draft.
The Spitballers Draft.
I think this one's a fun one. We are drafting the best places to take a nap. We are all, you know, we're getting older. Naps are becoming more attractive by the moment.
Yes.
I'm a pro napper. Professional.
You've probably done all of these. You can speak to the actual.
I'll let you know how your draft pick is.
Thank you. Yeah. Mike, you get to pick first. And I mean, there are a lot of places to take a nap. And I will say this before we start. Naps are to me a little mysterious. Because there is something, at least for me, about not falling asleep on purpose that makes the sleep better.
Mm.
And so when you go to bed at night, you try to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
When you nap, at least for me, a lot of the times it's the drifting nap. I've had naps where like I'm playing in my daughter's room and we're goofing around. She's got the radio on and she's playing. And then I'm laying on the ground and I start to drift. And that nap, that sleep seems sweeter to me.
Really?
Yeah, because it's just like...
You're not supposed to be doing this.
It's the forbidden sleep.
It's the forbidden...
Stolen water tastes sweeter.
That's right. That's what it is.
For me, a nap is roulette every time. Will I wake up refreshed? Ooh. Or will I wake up, in fact, even more tired than when I started the nap?
Ooh.
There's always a fear of the clock.
Because that happens.
The clock is like, oh, it's 4 o'clock. I'm so tired. I need a nap.
Yes.
But 4 o'clock is that it's like it's gone too far. If I nap at 4, I'm never going to wake up and have a refreshed evening.
Mm-hmm. All okay. right. So on my list, I've got a bunch of like basic places and then just some, you know, a little bit more off the wall. But I'm going to start it off with the basic because this is absolutely my go-to. I'm just going to start it off with the couch. I love myself a good couch nap. I find that, like, because a couch is, it's a good place to sleep, but it's, you're not supposed to sleep there. So I usually wake up 30 minutes, maybe an hour if the nap goes to maximum length, but my body still wakes up and says, whoa, you're on the couch. You're not supposed to be here.
Yeah. Mine doesn't. I sleep straight through the night on that one.
I completely understand starting basic, starting regular. I cannot believe that this is here at the 102. I mean, this was just like, this is deleted right. from the whole conversation because it is the go-to.
Are you seriously going boring?
Oh, dude, I am taking my bed for sure. I love napping, and where I go to nap every time is my bed. How do you not take my bed? My bed.
Your naps don't even know if they're sleep or naps.
My
they
naps
can't tell the difference.
Are 2 hours and in my bed.
8 hours.
My naps are 8 hours.
Every night.
No, that is the clear 101.
That's a lame pick.
That is the best. If this was Family Feud and they're like, best places to take a nap, I promise you, when you all say, good answer, good answer, good answer, they would look up and my bed would be number one.
You can go lead the generic sheep down the road.
That's fine. Bed, come with me, my friends.
It's on my list at the absolute very bottom, just in case I needed an emergency pick because it's so basic and boring.
Very, very tip top.
But I guess that's just who you are.
Personal attack to finish it. Well, I get two picks now, right?
That is correct.
I'm picking the recliner.
Okay.
The recliner is my number one pick.
Really? It's on my list. It's not anywhere near the top, though.
It's spectacular. I mean, it's built to slowly put you to sleep. I mean, they rock. They recline. It's while I'm watching TV, which is like 50% of falling asleep these days. The recliner is my 101.
And it's the best sleeping position.
Yeah, it's like, wonderful.
The slightly inclined is the, you know, the zero gravity is supposed to be the best position to sleep in.
Now, I would have probably taken the couch because if I go horizontal on a couch after 6 p.m., goodbye. I mean, it's over. Our family routine at this point is let's put on a show and my wife saying 5 or 6 times, are you still awake? That's how it works. But for my second pick, and I've had the privilege of doing this a lot because we've got one up north. It's the hammock.
Oh, it's on my very high on my list.
The hammock
there.
Nap in the refreshing cool breeze.
Just you're swinging around like you're in the womb, man.
Oh, there's something just spectacular about that. So, and you can cozy up in a hammock. You can pull it over you a little bit.
It's a great pick until you need to get out.
Well, who needs to get out?
And there's something wonderful about outside naps as well. Like the breeze
of
napping outside is great, and I'm sure I'll get there. But there are a couple places that that are higher up on my list. And the first one that I've got to take, and I don't think this is even on either of your guys' list. I don't think it's there because I don't think you could
don't
do it.
Don't say the toilet.
I love a good nap on the toilet. I wake up and I look for the surprise.
I call it a twofer.
Oh my goodness.
Sorry.
Wait, that's not on your list? No, I don't think you guys nap here. Okay. I wonder if you can, and that's the point, is a lot of people can't nap here.
I can't wait to hear this.
I think I know what it is.
It's an airplane.
Yep.
Because
I cannot.
You like an airplane nap.
You want to sit 5 hours
travel.
On a flight?
It's time
travel. It's time travel. It's 100% time travel. Who wants to sit in a chair where you can't do anything for half the time? You're not even allowed to get out of your seat. Just go to bed. And
I want to, Jason.
I want to, too. I can never sleep on a plane.
It is so delightful. A good nap on a plane makes the day of travel totally good. So that will be my pick.
And as one who has had several airplane trips with you, I can't say this is the truth. We're not even off the tarmac yet. And
oh, yeah, baby.
Like, this dude is out.
Jason, dude, airplanes put me to sleep.
Jason has fallen asleep in the back seat of our car, leaving.
Wait, that's on my list, okay. Man.
So airplane, yeah, I am jealous of that one. I agree. I am always paranoid when I think about sleeping on a plane of being asleep and someone needing my attention or something going on. I'm always worried about it.
They'll wake you.
Yeah.
Yeah, they will.
Or I start drooling.
All right.
I always worry about the snoring.
Yeah, you do. Sure. Yeah.
There's two worries. The snoring, then that's just for people who snore, so that's not for everybody. But the farting, that's for everybody.
Wait, that's something you...
Oh, everybody farts in their sleep.
You actively worry about?
What? Yeah, people fart in their sleep, for sure.
That's something your doctor told you to make you feel better.
Nope, you do. And you don't want to fart. Farting on a plane is for monsters. That is literally for
the worst people.
It's not a matter of hearing. It's making... 10 other people ingest my fart.
But no one will know if you're asleep. I would if I were on a plane and got the whiff.
Depends if I'm in first class. If I'm in first class, I better not get those farts.
Well, I'm just saying I would never look at the person sleeping
the
culprit.
That's the first one I'm judging.
I would never think
I'm looking at them going, "Yep, they couldn't control it."
All right. So I've got the couch. The next place I'm going to take a couple expensive naps.
Ooh.
Oh, dang it.
So the first one that I'm going to take, and this is like, I fought sleeping in this place for many years of my life, and then and I went to one picture show in particular, and I just made the decision, this thing sucks.
No!
I said,
it's like, my dream.
I'm like, this movie is awful, and I'm tired. You know what?
I'm going to pay for a nap.
I'm just going to sleep. And it was sensational. I woke up. The credits were rolling. My kids had a great time because they were entertained for 2 hours. I got a refreshing nap, so I'm taking the movie theater.
Oh, that's good.
Just embrace the movie theater nap. Parents out there, I get it. You may not want to pay for it. Totally worth it. Totally worth it.
I thought I'd get that with my last pick because I am famous for doing that.
Oh, I'm all in on it now.
But when you lean into it, you go quick.
Well, and the thing is you don't nap through great movies.
Right.
Like, you're not missing something great. The only time you're going to nap is when that movie can't hold your attention and says, rockabye baby. So, yeah, I like that pick. I'm a little bit worried about this next one.
Because
I had one on my list that would have been my 101 if the 101 didn't drop. And then would have been over the airplane.
Let's hear your third.
Okay, my third pick. Unfortunately, it costs even more money than the movie theater,
Oh, I know which one this is too.
This is like an uncontrollable one. You've talked about the drift.
Yes.
And it's when you are getting yourself a fantastic massage.
No! No! He's done it to me after you. Dang it.
See, that one's even harder because you are paying to not be asleep there.
But it is awesome. Like, I have had, because I am such a proponent of the massage, just the relaxing Swedish massage, and eventually your brain goes into this area where you're not asleep and you are definitely not awake, and you are just, the only thing I can compare it to is like, I feel like my brain is transported and I am soaring through the universe because everything in those moments of time, everything makes sense. And the second you snap out of it, you realize you were just thinking goobly glop, and you have like, it was just nonsense out there. But you snap back, you're like, oh, I am refreshed. I am ready to take on the day.
Oh my gosh, there isn't another nap like it.
Correct. That is very correct.
It is a full transportation into an ethereal realm.
You go to the astral plane.
And there are only two worries. Snoring and farting, my man. That is the worry on the massage table, because there's no out there. There's no one else to blame, my friend.
The face down position of the of the massage not only is super conducive to snoring, but it's also very unfortunate for farting.
Yeah, that's
do you when you get done with your massage nap, do you ask for like 3/4 of the money back?
Oh no, you don't understand. You should pay more. They have just taken you to a whole new world.
All right, what's your next pick, Jason?
Oh man, it was the massage.
So Mike
table.
Has couch, movie theater, and a massage.
Oh.
I have recliner hammock. You have bed and airplane.
Dang it, man! I thought for sure that would get back to me, which is why I didn't pick it over airplane. But it's a way better pick.
You know what would have gotten back to you? Bed.
Well, that shouldn't have gotten past the 101. I will fight you on that. Okay, so here's where I'm going. I am going with a wonderful location that we all like. It's beautiful. We talk about the breeze. I'm outside. I said I'd pick an outside location, but it's not just outside where there's a breeze.
Oh no.
There's also some sound.
Oh no, baby.
Beautiful, wonderful crashing waves of the beach, baby. I'm under an umbrella. On that towel, falling asleep with the crashing waves nearby.
Very high on my list.
Ooh, yeah.
A beach nap is sensational. It's dangerous. It is very, very
the
dangerous.
The tide has come in.
I'm about burning.
Yeah, you can sunburn.
Well, I'm under an umbrella. I don't do the sun.
Guys, I'm gonna tell you the truth right now.
Your list is empty.
I was riding dirty.
Oh, yes!
I thought there's no chance you're hitting my movie theater. I thought there's no chance you're hitting my beach.
Now, do you prefer the on the towel on the sand, or do you prefer the lawn chair, Jason?
I would prefer the lawn chair because I like the incline.
Oh, really? I do the face down on the towel.
Are you a
face
belly sleeper?
Down.
Yeah, really? A lot of time I am a
so
belly
are
sleeper.
So are you actively trying to tan at that moment?
I'm actively trying to sleep.
Okay, so you're underneath an umbrella.
Sometimes you just got to make sure you got the sunblock on.
Oh my gosh.
8 hours later.
All right, I'm going to have to make some horrible picks.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to hear it.
I've got my last pick all lined up. I can DM you some.
No, I mean, I have some horrible choices here, but they're not. I mean, the beach nap.
Yeah, it's great.
How could you do that to me?
Because Mike stole my massage.
All right, I'm going to go passenger seat of a car.
Okay.
Road tripping.
Sure.
Napping in the car. Mm-hmm. It's like the airplane. It's like what a train would be. You get the droning sound, and it's
also the most disrespectful nap.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Of the, and look, my wife, she does this to me all the time, which, like, a car just puts
you
her.
You drive.
A car puts her to sleep, so I can't really hold it against her. But it's just like, hey, thanks for being the one doing the driving. I'm going to take a nap while you are fully focused and locked in for 8 hours so we don't die.
Oh, for sure. But here's the thing. Most of those drives where the nap comes into play. Oh, they're long drives. They're vacation drives.
Yes.
They're, I woke up early to get out of the house to maximize our vacation. You know what you could use? A little extra sleep. But she gets to sleep while you drive. I totally understand. My wife does this to me pretty much every long drive. And again, I don't blame her because if she was driving, I'm napping. I mean, that's for sure. So this was my next pick was the back seat of a car. But yeah, passenger seat. Just not the driver. That's not
autopilot.
Not recommended.
But listen, I don't have a lot of really desire. I'm going to just go with not a place that I think would be a great nap, but a place that I've taken a lot of great naps. And I didn't mean to, because sometimes you don't mean to. You just nap, right? It just happens. So I'm going to have to go with the ground.
Oh, my goodness.
I've fallen asleep on the ground way too many times.
I have done several short naps on the carpet.
It wasn't on purpose. I'm sorry.
I many times, like after coming home from work, if it was just a particularly long day, done multiple shows, I get home and you're just like, I can't even make it to the couch. I'm just
the collapse.
This is good. This rug is soft. I'm gonna lay down and I'm gonna.
Now I'm never happy when I wake up from a ground nap.
Oh, never. You had the slobber.
Oh, and the level of like my
back.
My bones are misaligned when you get up off a ground nap.
Yeah, you but, said man. You get up and you go, oh no, yeah. I made a mistake.
I slept on the ground, didn't I? So I will ask a question before you close it out. Have any of you accidentally napped at another person's house?
Accidentally, I don't. Other than the dozing off, like the and then wake yourself up type, like I'm trying not to sleep.
Yeah,
I'm on the couch.
Yeah,
I have never that I can remember.
I've never
taken
purposely
strolled in their
into,
bed. Jason.
Strolled into their bed.
That's the number one place to.
But
to
yeah,
take
I've definitely fallen asleep at someone's house.
Two more picks.
Yep. All right. I am up. This is tough. Unlike Andy picked an awful place that is common to nap.
Mm-hmm.
I want the exact opposite. I'm going to pick a place that maybe I haven't napped there a lot in my life, or you might say ever, but it's a picturesque, perfect
nap. Where you'd like to nap?
It's where I'd like to nap. It's under the shade of a tree. I'm outside. You know, the picnic blanket.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's called the ant nap.
It could be. I mean, I got to pick my tree well. But I, you know, I've got the beach noise, but I want the birds too. I want the chirping.
You're trying to hijack a little hammock magic underneath the tree.
No, yeah. I have the park. It was on my
The nap under the tree is the picturesque, you know. It's like the silhouette sitting under the tree.
Yeah, I'm leaning up back.
Maybe you got a book.
Against the tree. Exactly.
Maybe you don't.
I have a book. I read one page. It put me to sleep.
All right, Mike, you got to close it out.
All right, I have my final pick here. And look, that we've been talking about all different kinds of naps. And there's also the micro nap. It may just be it's a few short minutes, but this reprieve can really save the day. Like there's a place you go. There's a particular theme park. If you go in the summer, it's hot. It's sweltering.
I know what
you're
walking. I know what you're picking.
You darn right. You know what I'm picking.
You're picking that.
You're darn right. I am. You're walking around all day. You're standing in line all day.
You know what
it is,
right?
You've been dealing with your family, and you're like, I'm so hot. I'm so sweaty. Just give me a place that I can sit down. We're moving around. It's calm, and there's air conditioning blasting, and I am taking A Small World from Disneyland, because all parents know that if you have experienced Disneyland in the heat of summer, when you get on that ride, it is just a magic miracle. That saves you. It's just a few moments, but you can recharge and get back out there. And look, when you're that tired,
you get to skip it.
When you're that tired, you tune out the song. You don't even hear it, and you just sit on a hard boat.
It's actually, the nap is even better during the winter when you get the Christmas music.
Hey, you could take that too.
Yeah, that's funny because I've definitely found that to be a desirable place. A couple of the desperation ones I had down here was one was at a furniture store.
Oh, that
sounds like one I'd like to try.
That's a scandalous nap.
Yeah, let me really try. We got any good? What's your best mattress?
Now, there's two worries at a furniture store.
You have a lot of nap fear, don't you?
I do. I've got two fears about napping.
The only other one I had, like a Hail Mary, was a treehouse. Which I've never done.
I don't know if there's been a lot of treehouse naps.
I don't know that they're big enough to nap.
We can make it happen.
Tree mansion. I've got a pool lawn chair.
Oh.
But I had the beach, so I didn't.
Yeah, I imagine a train nap is nice, too.
Oh, I have done. Well, I did an overnight train ride as a young lad, and
nice nap.
It's just you get the rhythmic sound, and you're slightly swaying back and forth. It was fantastic.
What did we learn today?
I learned that there are indeed, you guys might not have known this, 12 months in the year. Twelve full months, not 10. A lot of people think it's 10.
Oh, it's an educational show here.
Yeah,
that
it's 12.
That we have. I learned that there is no purpose to seeing the future outside of making money and weather. And knowing the weather, that is the only purpose to seeing the future.
And I learned that can one truly know oneself?
Oh, gosh.
I don't think you can.
You learn nothing. You just ask questions. Mysteries of the universe. That's what this show's all about.
It is. Thank you for listening, everybody. We will see you next time on the Spitballers Podcast. Tell your friends. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.